This is Lance Lichter for AA Today. Bacterial growth in IV extension tubing after propofol injection. Inject propofol through the stopcock of IV extension tubing and some residual drug will remain. How long does it take for bacterial growth to occur? The authors from the Department of Anesthesiology, University of Florida College of Medicine in Gainesville, Florida, compared bacterial contamination after propofol and non-propofol anesthesia at 6, 24, and 48 hours after surgery. The results of their study are discussed in the article, Leaving More Than Your Fingerprint on the Intravenous Line, a prospective study on propofol anesthesia and implications of stopcock contamination, published in this month's edition of Anesthesia and Analgesia. The authors collected IV stopcock extension sets after they were used for propofol, same-day ambulatory surgery, and non-propofol anesthesia, often methohexital, used for cataract extraction or electroconvulsive therapy. The propofol used contained preservative EDTA. 50 samples were taken at each interval, 6, 24, and 48 hours, and analyzed. Cultures were positive in 17% of propofol anesthesia stopcocks and 19% of non-propofol stopcocks. 6 hours after surgery, if propofol was visible, there were 44 colony-forming units per milliliter. If propofol was not visible, there were 41 colony-forming units per milliliter, and if no propofol was used, there were 37 colony-forming units per milliliter. Average bacterial counts at 48 hours across all samples were 472 colony-forming units per milliliter for the propofol stopcocks, compared to only 4 colony-forming units per milliliter in the tubing where propofol was not used. Significant predictors for number of bacteria included propofol versus no propofol and time. Gram-positive cocci were the most common type of bacteria. The time of IV tubing set replacement is variable across institutions. Based on this study's results, IV extension tubing sets should probably be changed 6 hours after propofol anesthesia. It is unclear whether the presence of bacteria was associated with a change in patient outcome. One can speculate that lines should be changed 6 hours after the use of propofol in immunocompromised patients with increased risk of sepsis. This is Lance Lichter.